and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The professional fishing business, and we're talking about real hooks and bait, not the email kind, will soon be bringing some economic impact to the Midlands of our state when a major tournament with teams from around the world hits the waters of Lake Murray. Anthony Gagliardi is an angler from Prosperity, South Carolina, who will also be one of two coaches for the USA team in the 2022 Black Bass Fishing World Championship coming October 16th through the 22nd. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
First of all, give us a little bit more about your background, how long you've been a professional angler, and what that's all about.
I started as a professional right out of college. So 2001, I'd always loved bass fishing and grew up tournament fishing around here. I just increasingly wanted to try something a little bit more and a little bit higher up the ladder. And so I fished some amateur things while I was in college. And when I got out, I just had an opportunity with my dad to give it a shot. And it's just one of those things where things kind of fell into place after a couple of years. And here I am 22 years later, I guess. And that's all that I've ever done. I've never actually had to utilize my college degree like most of the guys that got an engineering degree would have, but it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's a lot of work. You know, it's a lot of driving, a lot of time away from home, which is probably the hardest part about this job, but it's rewarding. You know, I get to see so much of the country. You're exposed to so many different things, and you get to meet so many people in this industry. I've been lucky for sure.
And now I see that you are a former Forest Wood Cup champion and FLW Angler of the Year. Tell us about those, and congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. The Cup Championship was probably, you know, that's the highlight of my career, mainly because it was here. The 2014 Forest Wood Cup was on Lake Murray. You have to qualify for it throughout the regular season. You know, like, it was always the carrot, you know, at the end of the season. And so I was able to make it into that event, qualify for it, and to be able to win it, you know, not only just it being a $500,000 tournament and in such a big stage, but just to be able to do that in your own backyard. I had so many friends and family there, and just, you know, the support from the local community was amazing. And definitely, I think, is the highlight of my pretty long, like I said, 20 some odd year career.
Well, now tell us about this upcoming tournament, the Black Bass Fishing World Championship. And I see that there are teams coming from Italy, Zimbabwe, South Korea, Costa Rica, Spain. This really is a global event.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely is. Yeah, bass fishing, it definitely has grown. It's definitely something that's starting to grow worldwide. And I just think it's super special that Lake Murray has the opportunity to actually host this event. It's a big deal. There's likely to be people from the Olympic Committee here. There's some people pushing for possibly getting bass fishing on the Olympic stage at some point in the future. And South Carolinians and people around this part of the state should be really proud, and I hope that they really do come out and take part in it just to see it. You know, just don't just keep up with it on the internet. I think you're going to have a lot of things you can come out and actually attend and just be there firsthand to see this, because it is a big deal.
And so will there be spectators in boats driving their boats around and watching you guys? And wouldn't that interfere maybe with some of the fishing?
Not really. We have that a lot of times. Like when I fished out here, a lot of these big tournaments, so you're going to have people that come out and watch. And 99.9% of the time, people keep their distance, and it's 100% fine. And I'm sure that'll be the case here. Every once in a while, you'll get boats that'll get close to you. But it's really not an issue as a tournament angler. You're used to that. The fish in the lake are used to boats being on the water. It's really not a big deal. You can follow one person around if you want to kind of, you know, stay in touch with one person, or if you wanted to maybe just kind of, you know, peruse the lake and see how many different people you could come across and watch them for a few minutes and then, you know, kind of drive off and try to find the next one. That's what a lot of people do.
If there are listeners of ours right now who aspire to be professional fishermen, give them a few tips.
The most important thing, you really have to be able to sell yourself. You have to be able to market yourself. Social media, it's a big influence when it comes down to signing sponsors. If you're going to go to college, which I would recommend too, because there's so many, you know, the high school fishing and the college fishing can prepare you so much more than what I was prepared for, because I just jumped right into it after college. So now I would definitely go that route.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Anthony Gagliardi is an angler from Prosperity, South Carolina, who will be one of two coaches for the USA team in the upcoming 2022 Black Bass Fishing World Championship, October 16th through 22nd at Lake Murray. We will have a link to the tournament posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.